The three hopefuls have debated just once during the primary campaign. Former Congresswoman Ann Northup, Louisville developer Chris Thieneman, and UPS employee Bob DeVore Jr. squared off last month on Kentucky Educational Television. A fourth candidate, Corley Everett of Louisville, withdrew from the race over the weekend and threw his support to Thieneman. Ann Northup served five terms in the House before she was unseated by Democrat John Yarmuth in 2006. She then lost the Republican primary for governor last year. Northup says she was swept out of Congress in the anti-Iraq War tidal wave that allowed Democrats to reclaim a Capitol Hill majority, but believes voters in both parties are ready to send her back to Washington.
What I think the people have said to me all over the community is, we need leadership. We need strong leadership. We need somebody that will be an alternative voice that isn't just on the same team of whoever else is in leadership, and will help us bring fresh eyes and fresh money and fresh opportunities.
Northup added that she would take the lead in seeking more federal funds for the Ohio River Bridges Project if she regains the seat. Chris Thieneman's political profile rose last year when he led the opposition to the unsuccessful effort to raise Jefferson County's occupational tax to fund library improvements. He threatened to leave the Republican Party and support Yarmuth earlier this year, saying he was pressured by party leadership to withdraw from the race and support Northup. He now says he wants to claim the seat partly in response to the nation's mortgage crisis.
As a developer and home builder, we've basically have shut down our doors. It's so hard to find buyers that can get the credit to buy the homes and to build new homes when the old homes are there empty, sitting empty, is a scary time.
Thieneman says he also would work to help the millions of Americans without health insurance get coverage. Bob DeVore Jr. says he wants to serve in Congress on behalf of his district's blue-collar workers. He says the federal government needs to be more fiscally responsible.
I mean, where do we draw the line? And the line is this. I believe that we can do this as a conservative folks in finding conservative ways and stick to what we believe in, and that is individual prosperity.
A Survey USA poll last month gave Northup a huge lead with 79% of the vote, followed by Thieneman and DeVore. Retired University of Louisville political science professor Phil Lamley predicts Northup will easily win the GOP nomination, but she'll have a tougher time in her rematch with Yarmuth, who, like Northup, is well-funded and could be bolstered by a high turnout in November.
Particularly if Obama is the nominee in this district in Kentucky, he'll attract young voters and he'll attract African-American voters, which would make up for any, I think, defections.
Democrat John Yarmuth is unopposed in tomorrow's primary. For WFPL, I'm Rick Howlett.